I had the mics live through that.
And lucky us that we were shutting our yaps.
No, we didn't. There was an audible oh because I farted and I smelled it. It was so bad. And I'm not saying that like for shock value. We'll get to what happened in a second. Clean show, by the way, Howard. So all right. Be a nice boy. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go for all of our info and all our shows and all that. Yeah, I wanted to brandish my manliness in your face. I wanted to show off that I could eat that horrible, spoiled food that we found in the fridge.
That was questionable.
20 minutes ago. I'm going to die, Howard. I'm going to die. Whatever is going on in Africa with the Ebola is nothing compared to what has taken place in my bowels. And it's been 20 minutes since I ate that crap. Maybe 30.
It looked at least a week old.
I think you're right. I thought it wasn't. I found some Pizza Hut pizza and breadsticks.
So disgusting.
And I'm not saying this, you know, as a joke. I took a slice and I just snapped it in half to get, you know, the calorie appropriate.
How long
amount.
Did you microwave it?
Not that long. Not long enough.
That was worth
obviously.
2 minutes. Yeah, you definitely should have.
I did 40 seconds, just enough to put some wiggle in it. And now it's like tightening back up in my bowels, I think. And
That's an epic fail, man. You know I'm not sticking around if you got to disappear midway. Like, we need to...
No, I'll tough it out. I don't think anything worse is going to happen to my ass and bowels, but, like, I'm farting so badly, and it's, like, 30 minutes. I didn't know that could happen. Isn't there, like, if I gut myself, doesn't it stretch to Jupiter or something? Don't I remember that from Mr. Wizard? Come on, work with me. I thought it took a while to work its way out. Oh, God. It is not, though.
Bacteria hit the stomach instantly, it seems.
Oh, that is unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not good. You won. I wanted to, like, tell you what a pussy you were, too. I even had, like, a speech in my head.
Whatever, man. Don't even try to step to me. I think I win the award for the most disgusting thing eaten in the last 24 months.
What? If I wanted to end the friendship, I would just go, your girlfriend, butts! Easy joke. Nothing against your actual girlfriend.
My old roommate is one of those freegans.
Oh, No, the guys that go dumpster diving like behind Whole Foods?
Trader Joe's. He's a Trader Joe's type of guy. So one time he found a chicken, like a raw chicken.
Raw?
Yeah, so he cooked it. And
I mean, was it bagged in something? For God's sake?
The reason it was thrown in the trash is there was a hole in the bag. Like the...
Oh!
So it was one of those things nobody would buy, so they put it back there, and he touched it. It was cold, he said, to touch.
Ugh.
And then he cooked it. He made a rotisserie chicken at home. Beer can chicken, whatever. And he served it to me and another guy, and we ate it.
Did you both get violently ill?
You want to know something weird? We didn't get ill, but that night, I had a suspicion where it came from, but I didn't ask until after we had started to eat. He was like, oh, by the way, this was from a dumpster. And I kind of knew going into it, and I was like, you could have waited till we finished before you told me. And then I just proceeded to eat it. Because by that point, it's too late.
You'd already had a couple bites. It's the pathogens will get you.
So it didn't make me sick, but I had weird nightmares that night.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's one of I've read actually that certain bacteria or different bacteria, if you're introduced to new bacteria, it will change your dreams. And so that night, I definitely
wasn't there like a whole shtick on the Cosby Show, like he would wake up at 1 a.m. and make like a meatball sub, and then be like, "Oh, I'm gonna have weird dreams tonight," or am I just completely hallucinating that?
That's most 80s sitcoms where you eat the strange leftover pizza at midnight, and then yeah, we'll see what you dream about tonight.
I loved it. There was something different in the food back then. Apparently, you could consume 1,500 calories at 2 a.m, just extra on top of the day's sustenance, and not gain a pound. Maybe it was all the cocaine. I don't know, man. I really, really, I just want to take a dump and go home.
Ugh.
But I can hold out. We can record the rest of the show.
Thank you.
And I'll be honest, part of why I want to run home is the release of the Fappening 2 MoFap.
MoFap.
Whatever we want to call it. The Fappening 2 Fap Harder. The Fappening 2 Fap Hard with a Vengeance. What else we got? I can't wait for the Fappening 33 and a third. It can go on and on.
Wow.
We can do 2.5, the smell of Fap.
It's old news to me, man.
The Wrath of Fap.
It's all old news to me. The only thing I've looked at on this recently since we most recently talked about it was the boring side of whose ass is going to get sued for this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not sued. Who is going to be criminally prosecuted and forced to work for the FBI to take down, like, Chinese hackers for the rest of their life?
Well, there's that. Yeah, that's important. But, you know, Reddit's this this community that is attempting to take over the internet in certain respects. And
it wants to get big. Yeah. For those that don't know what the hell the fappening is, a couple, about a month ago at this point, a lot of celebrity nudes were leaked in concert, I think via 4chan, which is like the really, really like hardcore weird Reddit.
Yeah.
And then they trickled down to Reddit, which people like me use. And everyone saw pictures of like Jennifer Lawrence naked. Who the hell else? Who are the big names in this one?
I don't know. I took Lena Dunham's lead and didn't look at any of those pics, John.
Oh, really? What did Lena have to say? A woman who knows that her own bosoms are such a non-commodity that she can shove them into like every other minute of girls.
Yeah, it's just along the lines that it is a violation of, it's a sexual assault in a way to look at photos that were impermissibly taken from people's phones.
Yeah, like if you do it yourself, if you are the hacker, you're a bad person.
What about the person who looks at those photos?
They're completely innocent.
Completely.
Completely.
Right?
And I'm saying that seriously. Like, if a bank robber steals a bunch of, like, wads of hundreds from the bank and he's running out, he's a horrible person. If then an artillery, like, hits him and he explodes and the hundreds go flying everywhere and I grab a few for myself, I didn't do nothing.
You know, if you have actual knowledge or reason to know that person had just committed a bank robbery, you should probably not keep that money.
I mean, yeah, if you want to get into like Jew lawyer stuff, I guess.
If
you want to parse it.
The guilt that goes along with looking at nudie photos of someone who didn't consent to have them published
makes the orgasm better.
There should be, it's not just associated with the guilt of fapping, but the fact that you do look at these photos knowing that the person had not permissibly published them.
Look, I'm not saying I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for beating it to a stolen photo. I just, stop equating it with some sort of hefty crime. I'm not part of the problem because there was never a market generated by what I did. This dude did it and then it was just released. It wasn't like by me clicking on these photos 50 million effing times that he gets some buzz out of doing it and he wants to do it again even more so. It was just a bunch of perverts that hacked this crap in their own time and then someone raided their stash.
Yeah, the consumers are definitely not. They're far less the problem than the people who did the hack. And actually, to me, the biggest problem is Reddit for continuing to allow like these posts and these subreddits to continue.
They try to seek them out and shut them down fairly quickly, but they don't do it fast enough. Like I was on, I think the original one was under the umbrella of the Fappening. And then recently there was a subreddit that went up this weekend called, I believe, Naked Famous People. And that held all the photos that we had, I want to say 150 new Jennifer Lawrence photos. Some graphic ones. The guy who played Beast in the X-Men First Class was her boyfriend, I guess, at the time.
Okay.
He was getting his he wasn't in blue makeup, so that was nice. He was getting his very non-beastly knob polished. And there's another of Jennifer Lawrence, like, bent over, and he's just doing, like, a boop and spreading her apart while you see her butthole. While you see her butthole. It looks like a cat's eye got poked out. It ain't bad. We had nude Kim K. That was the big one. That's what like attracted me to it. Everyone's like, oh my God, Kim Kardashian nudes. Do we have collective amnesia that I'm three clicks away from seeing her get piped?
Like, she originally made it into the mainstream media was...
This bitch got Paris Hilton her coffee.
Yeah.
And cleaned up the condoms or lack thereof from the floor of Paris Hilton's parties the day after.
Right.
And now, yeah, she's a one-woman empire. But she got big because Brandy's brother Ray J boned her in a very staged video.
Yeah.
A very staged video that to this day, again, is click, click, click on YouPorn. Click, click, click. X-Hamster. Pick where you want to watch it. It's on all of them. I've got a copy burned CD somewhere just for the, you know, in case the whole grid goes down. I still got it in case I want to see an Armenian have really half-hearted sex with a black guy. But yeah, I'm supposed to be really psyched. Don't get me wrong. She looked good naked. Like, whatever they do in Hollywood for surgery is great. Their surgery is so much better than the crap surgeons we have out here. Her jugs were just like big and fat. And to quote Jim Norton, looked heavy. Like, just there's a heft to them. It was a great tit job she had. The problem, I think, with Hollywood broads, this is going to be about the least feminist statement you're ever going to hear. They need one surgery to be beautiful. They're not beautiful before that. Don't get me wrong. But one trip to the surgeon in Beverly Hills and you're 9.5. The problem is they keep going under the knife chasing that extra 0.5. And it's diminishing returns that actually like start to slope back down. Kim K in these photos, oh my God, I wish she played for my team. You know what I'm saying? I have to look at the fact she once banged Nick Lachey 18 years ago to give me hope. And yeah, you just, nowadays, man, she's starting to get the weird ducky lips and it ain't good. It's not good. No opinions on her? She got a big fat ass. I thought,
I don't know. I try not to bring her up since she's not a real celebrity.
I mean, isn't.
It's, yeah, so I understand why people want to look at her naked, that's for sure.
Gosh, she is good naked. That is not bad. There was a time I really sweated that. I was like, that is pretty much perfection. Then
Armenians and Greeks aren't too far apart. That's why I think you might have some hope, man. Like, you got a bit of kink in that hair. She might take a whiff.
Oh, yeah, once she's crapped out Kanye's, like, fifth baby. Good Lord. I think once Soulja Boy's had a turn or two, then maybe I can get into the picture. Yeah, but the fappening, there's another round of leaks out there right now. And I forgot you were asking if any celebs that weren't in the mix the last time were in there this time. You did not see Kaylee Cuoco or whatever Big Bang Theory's chick. You did not see her actual goods last time. We have now seen multiple shots of Kaylee Cuoco's nipples. Okay. Which, again, I don't care. This would have been, if I were 12, I would have called in sick for a week. My parents would have thought I had stomach cancer. I would have just been like, sorry. It would have been the beginning of Ferris Bueller's Day Off every day for the rest of the school year. I can't make it. Here's my keyboard where I make barf sounds. I wouldn't have moved, Howard. You'd have to wheel me around like FDR. That's how depleted I would be. But now I'm an adult. You realize, like, famous, you know, they look good. Whatever. You're not going to have sex with them. Who cares? Especially if you're not invested in a girl like Kaylee Cuoco. She does some stone cold 10. She looks great. Don't get me wrong. But in the abstract, there's a million girls like that. In the celeb world, at least.
Yeah, I don't know what the obsession is with seeing the celebs naked.
And this is from a man who downloaded all that crap just to look. I don't get anyone that really gets a sexual rush from it. I'm completely porn addicted. So I'm just like, oh, thank God, a break from chatterbait.com. You know what I mean? Like, just something instead of Reddit gone wild for me for once. That's it. But it's no huge rush.
Like, yeah, it's all just things that were texted between a woman and her boyfriend, basically.
Yeah, or just selfies they took.
Yeah. Just things to flirt with a guy, basically. Mild sex.
A guy that isn't you.
Yeah.
It's electronic cuckoldry.
Yeah.
You're just the one watching. You're not getting. But there was Vanessa Hudgens, who I guess there was a time I would have been happy about that, but they were just such low quality pictures that.
I don't even know who that is, I'll be honest.
She's like.
Tell me who that is.
She was a Disney girl.
Okay.
High School Musical.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Hope Solo. The soccer chick who I believe people are mentioning lately because of in light of the whole Ray Rice thing, didn't she get charged with like beating the hell out of her man? Like, wasn't it like a shoe on the other foot type
thing? No, I thought he had issues with that.
Well, no, I thought she married an NFL star who had a past.
I think he does have a past, yeah.
But the only arrests in the time of their marriage were for her beating him. I could be very wrong on that. But yeah, I linked my buddy Brian to her photos. That was the one he was curious about. He's like, man, she's a hell of a body on her. I want to see that. I was like, well, You helped me with so much in life. This is what I can do for you, Brian. And he came back at me with really my reaction. This is the one visceral reaction I had to any of the photos in the batch. Boy, does she have a beat hatchet wound. Those were his words verbatim. And I had to think to myself, yeah, she really looks like the cheeks on a British bulldog. You know what I'm saying? It was not pretty, man.
Wow.
And she does not take a flattering photo. It's really like if your gyno, like if you hit the gynos at 4:50 on a Friday and he's just got to take photos on his iPad so he can like write you a prescription. But he really just, his mind is on the bowling that he's going to do that night or the golf he's playing the next day. That's how hastily and poorly done these look. Like they're at a 45, they're off kilter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like her legs completely akimbo, like really thrusting her pelvis out, like a gaudy episode of Soul Train. Really just like, here it is, folks. And like one, she has some hair doing there, and the angle lines up where it almost looks like it's hair that's going up her belly, because it's like the belly's cropped out, so it's just her chin and then beeve hair, like this little beeve stubble.
You really have not changed since fifth grade.
No.
I gotta say, like, I think we had this conversation when we first... I actually didn't look at the Hustler in fifth grade. That was you. That was all you.
When Jimmy Thomas brought in a Hustler.
Yeah,
and I got trouble for it.
I passed. I did not look at the Hustler.
I did not get a chance to.
So
that is a half-truth. Would I have looked? Not sure. Would have been curious. Would have been afraid I would have been caught.
So how old were you when you finally looked at a Hustler?
Do you mean a hardcore pornographic pictorial period or an issue of Hustler?
Let's say the former, the broad category.
I was looking at hardcore porn around age 3 to 4. So
okay,
everything explained in that statement. Found my dad's porn very early on.
I remember we would go over to like a certain friend's house in high school, like senior year, I guess. And
I'm listening.
His dad would just have Playboy like lying all around.
Oh,
openly
yes.
Light.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And it's just like, well, of course I'm going to pick this up.
Good old anonymous friend whose dad might have had an entire year's worth of Playboys in the upstairs bathroom.
It was more like a decade. It just felt like I could go back and it was like the golden oldies of the 90s.
Well,
man.
No, the storage system was after 1 year, the centerfolds were cut out and put away. If you wanted to go deep, you could get easily a decade's worth of centerfolds. But
wow.
For pictorials, you're looking at 15 to 16 months worth of just full magazines.
Yeah.
I didn't get that personally. I almost thought it was serial killery to collect the centerfolds because that was the worst part of Playboy.
Really?
I never got a visceral rush from the centerfold because Playboy in the day, I don't know what they do now other than not make money, was a centerfold, the girl of the month, you know, that chick. Then there was like the bunch of non-famous bitches who are getting naked. And then it was usually like your D-list celeb who got naked. Those were the three pick sections. And then you had the grandma cartoon who had the weird saggy football tits. Like that was Playboy in a nutshell. And out of all of them, like even if the centerfold was hot, the girl, the playmate of the month, rather, the actual centerfold spread, I never got the purpose of. Was it like supposed to be like she was almost more life-sized? So that was like more arousing? Was I going to like cut a hole in it?
No, I think it was that this is the sort of thing that men in the 60s were able to put up on the door at the body shop.
Yeah, I was going to say, or hang in the nom. You know, before the VC put a fork trap that took off your foot and testicles underneath
you. Yeah, no, I think that's more the genesis of the centerfold. This was
just something to hang.
Locker room material.
Okay.
Or, you know, if you work in the right office place, just the main office, like the break room.
Yeah, well, now we have phones. So you go, I have to poop. And then you go to the phone and look at porn.
And workplace harassment standards, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of harassment, yes, Hope Solo, bad vag. Boo to Hope Solo's vag. Boo. And the final, I guess, big piece of news out of all of this is they made a site, 4chan, the guys that, again, released, it's I guess, something of like a hacker/troll collective. I don't really know what 4chan does. I'm an internet dork nerd, but I'm not that deep. I just know they're like a much less friendly Reddit in terms of both the interface and the people that use it.
Okay.
But they started a site called, I think, EmmaWatsonWatch.com, and it's ticking off like four. It's now 4.5 days until this timer runs out. And the rumor is there are nudes of Emma Watson coming out. Now, maybe in theory should be excited about this, but I didn't grow up with Harry Potter. I could care less if Emma Watson has hacked nudes that come out. Like, as a dude who did not, she's like this millennium's Olsen twins, I feel. You know what I mean? Like, you look at them and you're like, what is the fuss about? And then you realize it's because dudes are creeps and they want to see boobs that they've seen since the girl was 10.
Yeah, I'm just stunned that they can get away with it. That anticipation for what is going to be a clear, like, it's, I'm not going to call it an invasion of privacy, but just basic copyright law. Like, they're not authorized to post this stuff, and they're just telling the world, we're going to post this stuff in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they've probably already gotten the notices, like, you're not authorized to post this. Like, we're the clear owners of these photos. And so that's what bothers me with the subreddit. Like, they kept getting these, they're called DMCA notices to, like, take things down.
Well, this one isn't through Reddit. This is just some site that's nothing but a picture of a ticker.
See, but the thing is, you can contact their server.
Absolutely, and the,
like,
site,
whoever
could
their
get
online
yanked.
Provider is, like, is going to be in trouble if they have clear advance warning that this is a copyright infringement. So, I mean, you could basically just use the copyright law here to protect the people whose pictures are getting posted, because it's like, see how I'm holding that camera? I took that photo. That's how you know it's me. You can't put that online.
That is a brilliant lawyerly take on it, sir. So, I really wouldn't have thought of that.
No, I read the Reddit response to the fappening and what they were trying to justify as far as letting the subreddit for the fappening stay up as long as they did. I don't think they really have a leg to stand on. That's my opinion.
No, there's no way in hell. Like, every other site that contained the pictures was going down immediately, and Reddit was just like, hey, look, this is our most popular Reddit. We paid for our servers for 3 months in 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's... Because the way they responded, they said, we got a lot of these takedown notices, and it was just hard to keep up with all of them. And my instant reaction is...
Wait, that's an excuse?
No!
So many people were telling me to stop this that I got confused?
They didn't make... Because synapses apparently didn't connect that they needed to take down the whole
subreddit.
If that
works, I mean, do you want to grope your way through... You know, FedEx Field next weekend? I'm cool with that. Like, so many girls were upset that I was fingering them while they were bent over in front of me. I couldn't keep track of which way was up, sir.
It's just hilarious that they didn't notice the spike of takedown notices that they were receiving for one particular subreddit. It wasn't enough to shut the whole thing down immediately.
It's weird, though. I think they really do have some sort of protection because they're not the ones generating it.
No, it doesn't. Once you get notice, you have to take it down immediately. Okay. And so they're
I was going to say, otherwise, some chick could just be like, here are my 14-year-old tits, bye-bye, Reddit.
Well, I mean, if people want to really, like, know how the internet is working since Napster, one of the doctrines that has come up in recent years to help police these sorts of websites is the idea that you can contribute to someone else infringing and thereby be also liable. So I think Reddit really created a forum that allowed other people to infringe. And I think if any of these celebrities really want to try to take after Reddit, Reddit's going to be in some deep doo-doo.
Sorry, I'm texting, but I'm also agreeing with you.
So I really do hope some of these celebrities have the cojones to, like, go ahead and, like, just bring a lawsuit. Just do it for all the celebs.
Well, yeah, because it's horrible, dude. Like, as much as I'm looking, the reason I look at these things and don't feel bad, my looking at it contributes nothing. You can make some sort of moral argument, but it contributes nothing to these things getting generated and posted. Again, these guys make no revenue off of what I do. It's like, you know, if you look at pictures of the illegal drug trade, it adds about that much. I'm not buying the illegal drugs, right? I've done nothing to
fatten
the pockets of Pablo Escobar. Before we move on, I just want to say I'm kind of bowled over that everyone since day one has been like, we want Emma Watson more than anyone else.
Because it's millennials, man.
Have they not seen Katy Perry's tits? How is she not target numero uno? The same way, like, when we had those decks that we would put out in Syria and all that, and like Afghanistan, and like Osama bin Laden was the ace of spades. How is she, you know, why is she not target number one? Those are tits. Like, I don't care if you've never seen a single thing Katy Perry's ever done. Hell, if anything, what Katy Perry has done counts against me wanting to see her naked. But good God, that is a figure, sir.
Whereas, yeah, Emma Watson still looks like she's barely legal.
Emma Watson has a very, like, nice, classic, pretty face. To be like, I want to see her naked. Why? You already saw the best part on her. That's it. It's just dome. You're going to see ribs and, like, little boobs. It's not...
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's totally weird. It's,
if you have a visceral reaction to that, and I like a skinny girl, but to be like that, that did it for me? No. Emma Watson porn is like her in a nice sweater.
Right.
And then she's just smiling at the camera. That's the best Emma Watson's going to get.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
So you're going to, that's what you're doing this evening. After we get out of here.
Yeah, maybe. I'll probably just dig off on cam sites. I don't know. Something's gone nuts in me lately. I had cut down like a couple times a week, and lately I'm like three a day.
Wow.
I really, some switches.
We need to get you some other hobbies.
Maybe I just need to play Diablo. You know what? I'm going to finish my Nucky Thompson for the night. I think I'm like 15 minutes into the Boardwalk Empire from last night.
All right.
So there's 45 minutes for my hands out of my crotch.
Why don't you work on generating us some ad revenue? How about that? Let's make that your hobby.
I would love to have productive hobbies. Do you know what I'd kill for that? Like, if in my heart of hearts, you just said, okay, John, you have nothing to do. And my first thought was, great, I can be productive. That's all I want, Howard. I wish for that, like the way a gay Catholic in the 50s just wanted nothing more than to desire a woman. Like, I'm like Salieri praying to God. Just let me be like half as good as Mozart, God. I'm like, just let me want to be slightly productive. You know, don't make me desire nothing but pornography and Diablo. I'm not breaking it. Are you breaking it?
So, John, I see you got a new phone recently.
I did. Look at you. Stevie segue over there. I did. I picked up the iPhone 6, Howard.
It's looking pretty sexy.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice and sleek.
Are you actually saying that for real, or are you just patronizing me?
Honestly, I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to people under the age of 35. But, yeah, I definitely see that and am surprised because I didn't think that the new iPhone was going to change its look so dramatically.
It did. It did. Yeah, for those, again, not aware, who aren't hip like me and know about the latest naked internet celebrities and the release date of certain phones, Friday, the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus were released by Apple. And I think they cleared 10 million units.
Nice.
Over the weekend. It set a new record. I think the 5 got them 9 million. So they went up a whole mil, which when you think about it, that's a lot. That's a lot for a market that grows more and more saturated with not only their product, but lookalike products like by the day.
And everyone was forced to obtain a copy of U2's new album as well, right? So that's...
Yeah. We can get into white people bitching about a free album on their goddamn iPod or whatever, their iPhone later. That drove me berserk. Everyone's like, how dare you assume I want a free U2? The only problem that I will cite in the release is a simple problem of human psychology. We do not value ever what was just given to us. If a beautiful naked woman fell in your lap, you would do her a couple times once you establish consent. Let's add that. But it wouldn't be nearly as good as the chick you had to chase that you put in a little elbow grease for. It's just how our brains are wired. Had they made one change to the U2 release and simply said, it's free for 1 week, go there and download it, because otherwise you're paying for it, people would have downloaded the hell out of it and would have been like, isn't this great? Look at this cool free thing I got. Because they would have had to do one thing, one little bit. Instead, the next time you went on Wi-Fi, you're just like, why do I have a song called The Spirit of Joey Ramone on my phone? You know what would be better than the spirit of Joey Ramone? The voice and music of Joey Ramone. It'd be 100 times better than this crap I have right now. I've tried the YouTube album a couple times. It's all right. I've never really gone out of my way to purchase a U2 album to begin with.
I mean, do you like any of U2's music? Some of their tracks.
Absolutely.
I enjoy.
If you don't like their singles, just drop the charade, sir. Their singles are amazing. One, you're gonna drop a deuce on One. Nothing beats One. Maybe Metallica's One. That's it. That's it. They have so many killer singles. I mean, everything off of Joshua Tree. Everything off of Joshua Tree was good. Well, you had what? Desire. You had With or Without You. These are timeless songs, sir. You're better than New Year's Day? Really? Get out.
With or Without You is a little over the top.
With or Without You. The only thing about With or Without You that I could have done without is the video's like indelible, I'll never unforget him, like in a black vest with no shirt underneath it, guitar just slung across his back. Because, you know, you never know when you'll need that guitar, Howard. I might just need to walk around with this guitar and bust into song. I need a guitar, not a shirt. And just his little slicked back ponytail.
Just wait for the Fappening Part 3, Bono's dick pic.
I'd look in a heartbeat. Why not? Why not? I wouldn't look at him like gaping himself. Well, no, I look at that too.
You would look at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't save it. Maybe like on my phone just to text my friends.
I mean, I've heard they have great concerts. I'm not sure I would ever like put the effort in to go see them live.
I missed them. It was like during this 3-year period when my mom was just buying tickets for the family for every show.
Yeah.
I wonder if she thought like she found a lump and was like, I want to see these guys before I go. But I had a rancid fever the night of the concert and just tapped out.
And she came back with rave reviews, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she loved it. And my bro, who's a metalhead, kind of like me, was indifferent. I think he thought it was okay.
But the concert theatrics, at least, were worth checking out.
They put in... Dude, I mean, I remember... What was it? The Zoo Opera Tour or whatever the hell? That was like 92, 93... And they were traveling with like multiple semis and they put real work into their stage. This isn't like Kiss, where Kiss comes to town with 18 rigs and it's just filled with empty Marshall cabinets so they can put those on stage and it looks like a tower of sound or some junk, you know, like, oh, load up the pyrotechnics powder. I'm going to blow these people's minds away. They've never seen a rock god covered in explosions before. Yeah, they put real thought into their stagecraft. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure the YouTube concert was nuts. Even if you don't care for them, it's just a show that, like, as a being, you can appreciate the spectacle thereof.
I appreciate that Bono actually uses his celebrity to give money back to Africa. That's why I can't complain that probably a portion of the money that was used to give you this free crappy album, like, went to feeding the children.
Yeah, I remember a random factoid. Apparently... their accountants had to, like, get in the mix because they were giving away too much of their cash at one point. They had to pace themselves.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But God forbid those people put a free album on my phone. God damn, I hate people sometimes. I mean, I cannot tell you how many articles I saw go mildly viral on Facebook and Twitter. Like, finally, I can get this thing off of my phone. Ugh.
Yeah, the worst part about the internet is the, like, instantaneous ability to have your thoughts put out into the ether without, like, self-editing. There's no more self-editing. I don't know what happened, but I guess Twitter happened, really.
No, you're absolutely right. You can put down a sixer and then get behind the keyboard and talk about which race ruined this country and then sober up the next day and go, oh,
but
dear.
Even that's more creative than, you know, like, I always talk about this on the show, but... I'm so tired of everybody having to tweet anytime a celebrity they never bet pass it away.
Yeah, I'm guilty of it. God, I want to ride that hashtag pony.
Yeah, but you're doing it because you're a shameless self-promoter. Most people don't even realize that they're not really honoring this dead person.
If I weren't trying to get something going with the radio show, the site and all that, I would not be on Facebook or Twitter or anything. Oh my God, would I be above this crap. It's only, really, social media is only for people to promote. If you have nothing to promote, boy, does no one care what you have to say. What's the best case scenario? Your friends think of you as the funny guy. Oh, it's Steve, the funny accountant. Steve never got off his ass to try comedy, but he's great at adding numbers and making the occasional quip.
That's kind of how I use Facebook.
No, you're here. That puts you above 99% of the population. Even though it seems like every asshole and his brother has a podcast, trust me, the numbers are good for us.
We're in a They're very, good for you, man.
Comparatively, we're in a very small minority of assholes.
I'm second chair until you get off your cheap ass and actually pay somebody.
Well, I'm trying. I was much like, you know, we've had a couple stale episodes, I think. And like any couple trying to shake things up when they're in a rut, I tried to get a black man into our bedroom. But yeah. Tim Trueheart would not tweet me back, at Tim Trueheart. I'm calling you out, sir. I would have liked you on the air today. And then, yeah, maybe he didn't respond to my tweet because I very nakedly said, how would you like to third chair for me?
Like, yeah, that's not...
Know your place when I invite you on the show, sir.
Yeah. You got to work on marketing, man. Because if you'd offered it as a guest spot.
He hadn't tweeted in 2 or 3 days. For all I know, he's as dead as that girl from UVA.
Third chair. Quality, man.
Whatever. It's a sweet studio. It's a great studio to third chair in. This is not having someone in your living room. Just coming in the studio is worth the trip.
Yeah, no, it's I get a bit of a half chair.
You can be the idiot that plays the gong and the cowbell for our Morning Zoo sound effects. It's worth one trip to the studio. It's lovely. But getting back to the iPhone, man, I like laugh as much as I enjoy getting the new one. I never want to be the idiot that waited in line to obtain it. And I no, you're laughing like there's a distinction or not a distinction. There is. I pay $200 a year or $200 every other year to get a new iPhone. You with me so far? You know what I sell the old ones for? $200. I break even every year, except I just get a new phone.
Right.
What's wrong with that? Now, if you want to bitch about the fact that I'm always limping towards the finish line because my iPhone probably has like a dead battery and the speakers are crapping out, then yeah, you can make fun of why I'm fighting to get the latest edition of a product that has continuously let me down in some way or another. Over the 4 years I've been its bitch. But yeah, last week I had to get one because my bro needed a new one. His speakers are completely dead, apparently. Jeez. And he was like, yeah, I slept through my alarm because it didn't go off. And I was like, well, if the speakers were dead, what made you think the alarm sound would come out? And he stared at me blankly for a minute and then walked away. But no, I thought you were lipping up.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I'm just over smartphones at this point. Like, I'm pretty much with my next tablet probably going to get one with 4G. I currently have an iPad with just Wi-Fi, but that's the only reason I ever use my smartphone. It's when I can't get Wi-Fi from my iPad.
Please tell me you're going to get the iPad and a clamshell phone. Please tell me you're going to get the latest version of the Motorola Razr and then an iPad that actually has internet.
I mean, I have a garbage smartphone now, man. I have a Droid Incredible 2. Like, how old is that?
I don't know.
It's pretty old, I promise you. Like, it's not a good Droid phone.
It does look
point.
A bit fossily, I'm not going to lie.
But it's small. It's not even, like, I understand why people get the larger display cell phones. But what I would rather have instead of that is a tablet.
Well, yeah, I came away this weekend with two impressions about the entire smartphone / iPhone buying experience and product in general. Well, actually, impression three is anyone who waits in line for that is kind of dumb. Really go to hell. I only bought it again. My brother's phone was unusable, and I do things for my brother because I'm nice. And he's like, I just need a new phone like ASAP, man. So I was like, well, it'll probably be sold out by this weekend, so time to get one today. But impression number one is that these phones have gotten ridiculously and unusably large. I walked into the weekend completely convinced I was getting the 6 Plus. That was the huge one.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, the diagonal on the 5 was 4 inches. On the 6, it was 4.7, which I think is a little more than the increase between the 4 and the 5.
Okay.
And then the diagonal on the 6 Plus was 5.5 inches.
Hmm.
I was like, why would I even waste time with that little small turd? I tweeted, I made multiple Facebook statuses. I said, like, because you would go to a bunch of these places and they're like, we've sold out of the 6 Plus. This was by 9:30 in the morning. A lot of Verizon stores had sold out of 6 Pluses. Most other stores didn't even get 6 Pluses.
Mm.
They're like, we've sold out of the 6 Pluses. Would you like a 6? And I made some quip to the effect of, that's like walking into an Italian restaurant and hearing, we're out of spaghetti. Would you like dog turds covered in ketchup? And I was like, why would I? These idiots. Look at these idiots sitting in line for second best. Why would you wait for that? Wake up, you sheep. So finally, it's getting late in the day. And I'm trying to come up with places that I think might stock the iPhone in this weird off chance. I looked at Staples. Did you know Staples was doing a day of iPhone release? No.
Oh, interesting.
No one did. Radio Shack? No one knew. But yes, Radio Shack did it. I think you could buy them down at Applebee's. You know what I mean? Like, right. They were releasing this crap in a lot of stores. So finally, I suck it up. I'm like, who's going to have more of these damn things than the Apple store? Maybe, just maybe, they've got a few left. So I drive down to the rest of the Apple store. And, you know, she's like, dummy, we sold out of the 6 Plus like at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, A, I'll take your name down and reserve you as many 6s as you want. And B, how about you actually play with the 6 Plus and the 6? And she's like, pick which one you want. I'm like, don't even put that log of a 6 in my hands, you dumb lippy bitch. Just give me the 6 Plus. And the instant, now I'm not saying I have big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hands here. I've got little hamster paws, but they're pretty normal human-sized, okay?
Right.
The instant you grab the 6 Plus, if you think this is a good fit, well, congrats to you and your big Shaquille O'Neal dick. But to the rest of us, I couldn't hold it in one hand all that well. I certainly couldn't hold it and actually type with any sort of effectiveness, dude.
This seems like an answer to the Samsung Galaxy, isn't it?
That's it entirely. It's just to say, look, we at Apple are not going to lose the screen war.
Yeah.
If you want to stay in our universe and you left because of screen size, well, we're going to take that excuse away.
Just, my sister has a Galaxy, and I think it's a good phone for women because women have purses. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing I want to carry around in my pocket.
Look, again, between me talking about how I'm like hardcore addicted to pornography and masturbation and everything, not my greatest episode. Well, let's add to the fire, I text and drive a lot. I have to manage a business using my phone while I'm driving from one job site to another. You'd be amazed how many calls I have to put through, look up the numbers, copy and paste the numbers, send in this proposal again, John, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to do that two-handed with the phone on my goddamn steering wheel just waiting for some pig to grab me. It's not going to go down, man. Like, it crossed from phone into a tablet, yeah, at that 5.5 size. And I really had to come clean with myself. I don't need a goddamn tablet. I don't look at all my porn is not viewed on my phone. My HBO Go, my Netflix, unless I'm waiting for my oil to get changed, I'm not looking at my phone. I don't do a damn thing on this thing other than send emails and browse the web. Like, it was an epiphany. I was like, how could I be so blind? It was like finding out that Rachel Lee Cook was hot all along when she shows up for the prom. That's how I felt. I was like, why was I looking all over the world when the phone I wanted was right here, goddammit? And I got my 6s, and I'm happy with my 6. Now I'm just waiting for cases to get produced for them, because I want to get an Adventure Time case, because I'm cool with the kids like that. But the other thing that blew me away was the fact that Apple had so many of the 6s and so few of the 6 Pluses out. If you're a company, and the entire, what you have built your phone, every generation on, more than anything, Howard, is bigger screen this time, bigger screen this time, bigger screen this time. Well, when you make 2, doesn't it make sense people are going to want the bigger goddamn screen out of the 2?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Isn't that 101? Well, I'll tell you what you'll see. A line full of livid people when they were told that the 6 Plus was out of stock, which, by the way, so many Verizons apparently like weren't allowed to tell people that the 6 Plus was out of stock. So they sat with their thumbs up their asses for 3 hours.
Wow.
I mean, like, I finally, like, at 9 a.m. when I was making the rounds to a couple of Verizon stores, that was when people in line were just screaming, like, do you have the 6 Plus? And then finally some guy in his little polo with his name tag came out and was like, sorry, we're out of the 6 Plus. And then everyone was just like, why didn't you tell us earlier? And then, like, you know, half the people in line exited. But really, there's no, the 6 Plus, the bottom line model is $300. For the 6, it's $200. There's no way there's $100 more of guts in the 6 Plus. There's maybe 20, maybe. I'm going to go with 15.
It's just the newfangled thing, man. That's what people are going to pay for. But they're just blindly paying the premium, I guess.
Yeah, why economically, though, didn't Apple think, even if they don't want this thing, we make another 85 goddamn bucks on it? Like, the fact that there wasn't a ton of them on hand. And I heard there was a lot of, like, 6 Plus pre-orders. That can't account for everything.
Well, let's see what happens with the 6, because I'm actually going to consider getting one based on what you just told me, that there is a surplus, and it's $200, which isn't out of the question. I mean, I might have an upgrade soon. So honestly, like, we both talked about, we grew up PC people, but we're both now moving towards Apple just because Windows 8 is so, so terrible.
Windows 8 is, yeah, it's like the dawn, or it's like maybe the Jaws 5 of operating systems.
It's worse than Windows 2000. That's how I feel about Windows 8.
It was so goddamn bad that they had to create a tab in Windows 8 that just makes it Windows 7. Like, you click on that, like, it starts as Windows 8 and you're like, "Oh, not again." Yeah. And then you click and it becomes Windows 7. The problem is, if you scroll to any edge of the screen, all this crap pops up. Like, the layer of Windows 8 is still there on top of this semi-usable Windows 7.
Just my first iDevice was iPad 2, and it really is one of those things where it kind of infects your life once it gets in there. Like, it's probably going to end up.
100%. Dude, my first was, my brother stole an iPod for me for Christmas. Yeah. He's like, someone left this in the treadmill. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. I am not. English is my first language speaking. Yes, I will stop now. So I got that, and then I got an iPod Shuffle. None of those are big enough to draw you in. But when the iPhone finally came to Verizon, because I remember AT&T had, what, a 2-year lead, if I recall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had the 3, and Verizon didn't. And I'm like, you're not getting me with that. I'm not that dumb. But the instant they're like, we're coming to Verizon, I'm like, oh, you know what? My treat to myself. Sure, it's an extra $30 a month. Whatever. Let's go nuts with it. Dude, it was life-changing. And I'm not saying that hyperbolically. What it allowed me to do was nothing short of a miracle. And I'm not saying other smartphones wouldn't have done something comparable, but I liked the way Apple did it. And I also like it has a guaranteed resale value. I can buy whatever goddamn droid comes out for $200, sure. And maybe it has a slightly faster processor, and I can, like, customize the front screen some more. One, I don't need to customize crap. Does it have buttons that work? And, like, can I make calls and send pictures and get my email? Ta-da! That's what I needed. But two, what is there any guarantee whatsoever regarding what that droid is going to sell for in 2 years? Because if I'm actually spending $200 a year for this crap, I'm not happy. Like I said, the best part about the iPhone, every time I've purchased one, I was able to sell the old one for what I paid for the new one under contract. They're freebies.
Yeah. No, I always go for a freebie smartphone at this point, so.
But you mean like a freebie. You're like cheap-ass Jerry, our friend.
Droid Incredible is not horrible, but it's also not at the cutting edge of droid technology, so.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like the free iPhone at this point is going to be like a 4.
I think it'll be a 5, won't it?
5 might be like 100. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I think, well, it's 100, but if you're with an existing customer, I think
that, maybe you can. Free. Dude, the 5 is fine. You'll have a blast with the 5.
Yeah.
The one bitch I have about these phones right now is the iOS 8, the latest operating system for them. Something is horrible with the Wi-Fi. Huh. If you have not upgraded your iPad to iOS 8, don't.
All right, I'll hold off.
Don't. Thanks. Something is very weird with the Wi-Fi. I can't FaceTime for crap. It is not good. Yeah, that's about all the show I got, sir. I don't know if you wanted to, I was initially going to talk about Mario Batelli, I think his name is, the Italian, I forget his position, Italian soccer player. And I think he tweeted just like some sort of Italian equivalent of "you mad bro" to a team that he bested over the weekend.
Oh,
and
wow.
It somehow launched this torrent of race hate his direction.
Wow.
And I really don't get how Europe is like so advanced racially in some ways. Like, I really feel like when I see a Eastern European dude with a black chick, I'm like, that'll work. There's not a hint of any sort of, you know, legacy here at play. She just found a white dude that's really down for it. A lot of black chicks I know that are with white guys or with Eastern European white guys. And in the strip clubs, I see a lot of white dudes. It's always like European guys. A lot of times I just like can't get enough of the black dancers.
You're talking about, yeah, the cosmopolitan places within European cities
yeah.
that have dance clubs, right? It's that scene where it's just like everyone loves everyone. Like David Bowie's hitting up Iman, that type of.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Touch my tra-la-la, all that. Yeah.
God, what was his name?
I can't remember.
Damn it. Damn it. You challenged me to pull one and I failed. It was like Ernst or Gunter or something.
It's Gunter. I think it's Gunter.
Gunter, yeah. But yeah, at the same time in Europe, I'll say this much. Like, you know.
No, European soccer fans are crude.
Yeah, when Russell Wilson beats Peyton Manning's team at the last second, Russell Wilson doesn't have to get the N-bomb dropped on him by 50 million Broncos fans.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one thing about European sports. It's not just that they're crude, but all right. In America, people always laugh when certain conservative groups are like very like pro quote unquote Native American as opposed to like the immigrants because, you know, we're a nation of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a silly thing to say that, well, we were born here. We were here first. Like, well, no, technically you kind of had your ancestors come over here and displace the natives. But in Europe, no, they are the natives. And so the really racist parts of Europe are just like nobody who ain't from here. That's kind of this like.
At least they could say it with a straight face.
Yeah.
I'll give them that much.
No, but they mean it. And there's no there's no way to really like challenge them on that point because it's like, oh, you really do kind of view this as your land, don't you?
Yeah.
And there's no joke about
unless
that.
Unless you want to go deep and cite mitochondrial Eve from the sub-Saharan continent. Yeah, you're right.
So no, they're yeah, like racism in Europe is kind of scary. It's a very disturbing trend that like has a sizable minority population in every country, it seems. So
yeah, ever since World War II, really, the whole nationalism thing, I guess to some extent, hasn't gone away 100%. I've heard the Krauts are getting anti-Jew all of a sudden against like an anti-Israel thing. Like that's what it's kind of masked under. But dude, if I'm Jewish and I'm in Hamburg. Or whatever the hell you pronounce it as, and I see a Star of David flag getting burned. I'm like, oh, I've seen how this movie ends. Bye. Bye for now, folks.
But now Germans are generally kind of racist. Like the.
I thought they were pretty good about it. I thought there used to be like a huge shame about what they did.
Oh, no, there still is that shame. But when it comes to not extending citizenship to Turks who were born in Germany.
Yeah. Why don't you mention, you could mention the not giving it to the chipmunks and the earthworms, I'd care more. F the Turks. I'm kidding. Kind of.
But yeah, no, they're very, very unwilling to extend citizenship to everybody who's born in their country. That's a very big difference between Europe and the United States.
I did not know that, actually. So you're saying you can be a Turk and you're born in Krautland?
And you are not a citizen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No anchor baby for you.
No. So, like, you have this disenfranchised, like, Turkish minority in Germany now.
God, that is hardcore. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's Europe, man.
Damn.
You're not German. See, like, all of us, our ancestors go back before, like, written history. So, we're going to call out the people who showed up, like, within the last 2,000, 3,000 years and, like, treat you guys differently.
Wow. You know, I'd like to think of myself as a racist, but that offended me. I guess I'm not. I guess I'm a little softer than I'd like to admit, Howard.
No, yeah, it's horrible, especially for like black soccer players in Europe.
Yeah, I know he's just adopted by Italian parents, right? That's
actually Italian Jews.
Really?
Yeah, he has a very interesting life story.
He does.
Balotelli, yeah. That's who you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Black Italian guy, yeah.
I'll tell you the interesting story. Look up pictures of his now wife.
Oh, yeah.
Or the chick he's engaged to. Oh, you'll interesting story all over your pants.
Nah, he's an interesting character. He got suspended a couple years ago for like a hard tackle, I believe. But yeah, he's a great player. He's
great. Yeah, no, it's like seeing LeBron James on the soccer field, man.
That's racist, man.
Incredibly. I forgot someone.
It's probably the least racist thing that's been said about him in the last week and a half, though. Apparently,
no. I remember a while ago someone wrote this article. He's like, can you imagine how much better U.S. soccer would be if we got all of our best athletes on the field? And then he was just citing black athlete after black athlete. He's like Calvin Johnson and LeBron James, you know, playing these various positions. I think he finally managed to sneak in Johnny Manziel somewhere. I was like, well, thanks for throwing us a white bone. Thank you. But yeah, good point, though.
I met Clint Dempsey. Did I tell you that story? I met him in D.C.
No, good
guy.
They
were playing friendly. Oh, yeah, no, it was great because for the American soccer players, it's strange, but they are most anonymous when they're back in their home country. Because the ones who are good enough to play in Europe, they're going to be recognized when they go out, kind of like an NFL player would be if they went out here. But yeah, no, I ran into him at a bar in D.C. He was it was a hotel bar. One of my friends was playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just there to hang out. And then in walks Tim Howard. This is before the World Cup, by the way. This is about a year ago.
So
this is in preparation for the World Cup.
So no one knew Tim Howard at that point.
No, no. Yeah. I saw him. I was like, I think that's Tim Howard, but maybe I'm racist. Maybe I just can't tell people apart who are different race than me. And then I was like, I think that's Tim Howard. And then out of the back, Clint Dempsey walks up. I'm like, that's my favorite player. I'm going to go talk to him. So I walked up. I was like, hey, man, I just want to let you know. You're my favorite player in the world.
And what'd he say?
He was genuinely surprised. He's like, hey, great, man. He cheers me. And I just told him, I was like, I really just came here to watch my friend play guitar, but it's cool running into you. And he's like, hey, man, yeah. And so he's just telling me how good this guy was playing guitar. He's just like, wow. I'm loving it. Yeah, we just had an informal conversation, man. It was cool. I think it's just different when you're a soccer player and you're an American because you're just thankful anytime someone walks up and is like, yo, man, you play USA soccer. All right.
You sounded like you handled that incredibly well, and I think you should ruin all of that goodwill by tweeting him every day now and being like, yo, remember how I met you that one time? And then the instant he doesn't reply you back, just be like, what the F's wrong with you, dude? just destroy everything you've ever done. That means we're out. I know. Your heart is broken listening there at home. How can you go without this, really? But go without it, you must. We are tapping out. I am John Giorgio. This was Papa's Basement. I was joined by Howard Flood. The show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there to get every episode of the show that we do, along with my occasional writing and all of our contact information. Please look up the show on Stitcher and iTunes if you use either of those. Again, look up Papa's Basement. You'll find subscription links as well as means of giving us ratings and leaving comments. Please do that. Leave good stuff. I don't want to have to specify that, but probably should. I'll settle for anything. We get nothing. Also, check out my comic, thespookiescomic.com. And the football show that we do, pfpod.com, Papa's Football Podcast. You can also find that on Stitcher and iTunes. Till the next one, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation. Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm